Welcome to another episode of I Quit.
It's supposed to be halfway through. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah, halfway through the intro.
No, halfway through the show. That'd be like, that would be like if a player just quit in the middle of the national anthem or right before the game starts.
The way he has his... hit.
All right, let's talk about it. I'm Frank R. Curry. That's Derek Kramer. Vontae Davis quit, retired at halftime.
The way he had that statement prepared, though, it's like he basically did quit when the national anthem was playing. It was a matter of when, not if. That was a prepared statement. He was going to do this.
I don't think he meant... Do you think he meant to do it at half?
No. I think based on the statement, I can tell you that he didn't probably have it planned to do it at half.
He planned to have done it, like, today.
He was probably going to do it today or at the end of the game. You want to know why?
Yeah.
He wanted to know just how much he had left.
Yep.
He was frustrated with his usage. Probably not great being a healthy scratch for week one.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know what he had left. Could you have done it a lot smarter, a lot more respectfully? Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And you forever have become a meme, Vontae Davis. Forever. I just want to let you know that. You're probably not listening to me, but I'm just going to say it. You are, Vontae Davis is forever a meme now.
Yeah.
We have Peter meme, and now we have Quitter meme.
Quitter meme.
This is the year. Last season, we broke the playoff drought. This season, we are the memes. That's what's going on here. We are the memes this year. No one is going to take us seriously. All the stupid crap's happening this year. Let's get it out of the way. Josh Allen, please be safe.
Yeah.
That's just about all I've got for you there, Frank. I've never seen that. Ever.
No.
Ever. From Pee-wee to high school to college, I've personally played all those levels, to bar league, never have I seen something like that. The only way I've seen that sort of thing was like a movie like The Replacements, and Ricky Martel did not retire. He was just taped to the locker because nobody liked him. And he didn't come out after the half.
Yeah.
That's the closest parallel I could come to with Vontae Davis is the quote-unquote antagonist of a movie.
Yeah. I'm with you, though, when you say that he knew he was going to retire.
Oh, yeah, this was going to happen.
Yeah, and I tweeted about it yesterday, too. He was trying to prolong it.
Yeah.
And he was trying to see if he could still play at that high level. And when he knew he couldn't, he just said, I'm out. Now, obviously.
The biggest thing is, and why everyone is going to go ahead and make fun of him for at least the rest of this season before something else more memorable and more stupid pops up,
mm-hmm.
is this. You don't just go peace out. I'm in my street clothes after halftime.
Yeah, you don't do it in the middle of a game.
You know what you do? If you really feel like you can't hack it anymore and you don't want to play, you tell your coach, I'll be there on the sidelines. And only if someone gets hurt, I will go in.
Yeah.
But do not put me in. I am a liability. I cannot play anymore. And I'm done.
Yeah.
I will only go in if it's absolutely necessary. If you're down to Trey White and no one else at corner, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I ain't doing it. That's the best way you could have done that.
Yeah, it would have been.
Probably. Look at that. I came up with your solution in hindsight, Vontae Davis. But it just, I can't.
Like,
it's even better that he had tweeted out the day before the game about, got a real motivational speech from Jim Kelly, you know, ready to go. And then he quits at halftime.
Yeah.
You can't. This season is already so bizarre that you can't make this crap up.
I know, right?
The offensive line is that bad. Nathan Peterman is still that bad.
Yeah.
And then this, what the crap was this? Like, Yeezus Samuel L. Jackson crust. What is going on here? This season is already so bizarre. And we're 2 weeks in. This is going to be a long year. By God, Sabres, if you suck, you better warn us now.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm not kidding.
You better tell us right now if you're going to be bad.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if people are going to be able to handle it.
I don't think they will.
The way this season's already going, UB has probably surpassed them in wins. They are a 16.5 point underdog to Minnesota. Basically 17. Three possessions.
Three scores.
Wow. And the worst part about that is, it's actually justifiable.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of the line for Green Bay. When they... Not even if...
That's probably going to be something similar.
Not even if, but when they lose to Minnesota. What the hell's the line going to be against Green Bay? Could it be in similar. The 20s? Could it be in the 20s?
Maybe.
Do they sit Aaron Rodgers for that game?
No.
Why not? Seems like a great idea.
No, because they would play him in the first half and that's it. And then put Kaiser in.
Ouch.
Because they'd be up like 28-0.
That's mean. That's mean.
But tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Exactly.
Truth hurts. It's mean.
Yeah.
But it's not wrong.
The Bills are the meme of the NFL this year.
The worst part about it is they may be the meme of the NFL, but they may not even be the worst team in the NFL. Because Arizona is putting up their money for it.
And at least Buffalo looked competent in the second half.
At least Buffalo scores some touchdowns.
Two of them.
Yeah.
They allowed 3 points in the second half. Do a fact check
for me. Has Arizona done that this year?
Let's look.
Because I'm not quite sure. They lost 21-6 against Washington week one. So I don't know. Maybe they have the Bills outscored the Cardinals.
Yes. Because they got shut out yesterday.
Oh, I know they got... Oh, my God. They got shut out yesterday, too.
They scored 6 points in two games.
All right. I need to know if that was a touchdown and a failed two-point conversion or if that was just a pair of field goals. At the very least, the Bills are outscoring the Cardinals in touchdown production this year.
It was a touchdown.
Okay, but they're still doing it. Thank you, garbage time.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Kelvin Benjamin holding on to this one now.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen could have had his first career touchdown already, but... Well, you know what? You take it on the second time around because it happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about this game. Enough about the memes of the Bills right now. There's actually stuff to talk about with this one. And it's not light everything on fire. It's what's up with this defense? And other than that, like you just said, they showed some form of competence offense yesterday.
It was like a tale of two teams yesterday.
What I'm noticing is this. Hey, Leslie Frazier, change up the play calling.
Yeah.
Your soft zone was getting picked apart for 6 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably why McDermott took the sheet and said, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that the way Leslie Frazier's been calling the defense makes sense right now. And it wasn't what happened last year. It's just too soft of zone coverage. I don't know if he's trying to prevent the big play right now, but this is not how you do it. This isn't how you do it. Frazier's got to be able to change things up right now because he's looking very predictable and it's very beatable. So I'm not sure what the heck is going on anymore. What I do know is that the talent's still there. We actually got sacks yesterday.
They did.
Two of them. Pressure was there at times, but Phillip Rivers missed a grand total of 3 passes, also known as the same amount of passes that were caught for touchdowns. Everyone knew San Diego. Well, put one in the.
Wow. Zone.
Everyone knew Los Angeles. They are San Diego.
Yeah.
They play 16 road games.
Fair.
8 of them just happen to be in LA. So the quote unquote San Diego Chargers. I'm not taking it back now. The Chargers, everyone knew they were going to get theirs. Everyone knew Philip Rivers was going to get his.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would have liked at least some form of a backbone in the first half. And they showed it at times. They stopped him on a couple of drives in the first half. But Philip Rivers did not miss a pass in the first half, I don't think. I think he missed one pass in the first half because he had to bury a screen pass.
I think so.
14 of 15.
Yeah.
Wow. I just think that there needs to be, like I said, Frazier has got to do something with the play calling right now because that defense should not be that bad on paper, and you saw it actually in the second half. Because the Chargers still had to play ball. The minute the Bills marched down the field and scored a touchdown to open the second half, Chargers still had to play. And the Bills flexed their muscles. So we actually got a glimpse of what that defense can do. Again, we were reminded of it. Instead of, for six quarters, they've leaked out points like there's no tomorrow. Allowing only 3 points in the second half, that's big.
Yeah.
But you cannot spot teams anymore. Can't do it. And it doesn't get easier. Kirk Cousins looks awesome right now with the Vikings.
Rodgers is Rodgers.
Rodgers is a bad man.
Still a bad man. Very bad man.
I mean, I personally...
And if they think this zone coverage, this soft zone coverage is going to be okay the next few weeks after that...
Oh.
Just wait till the Monday night game against New England is going to be a nightmare.
Honestly?
If that's what's going to happen... If that is what's going to happen... I told this to you last night. I wouldn't be surprised if they lose on Monday night 60 to nothing. Or even 60 to like 7.
I was going
to
say, they'll get their garbage time points there.
Because Brady has been picking apart zone coverages for years. For some reason, teams think zone coverage can work. I was going to say,
you're giving New England's defense a little too much credit. Because even the Bills' offense can score points on whatever that is. They let up 4 touchdowns to Blake Bortles, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Their defense...
Your defense is not good.
We are complaining about our defense right now. Their defense is not as shiny either there. So the Bills,
but even still,
they'll lose 60 to 21, okay?
Brady's been picking apart zone coverage for years because teams think that that's the way to go. And he's just like, nah, man.
I'm honestly genuinely excited for the Tennessee game because they look like a disaster.
Tennessee looks pretty bad.
But they even beat Houston yesterday, which is next on that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
After Green Bay and after Tennessee. And then Indy. So I'm kind of waiting for that three-game respite for the AFC South there. However, Minnesota and Green Bay, ready? I'm going to say it right now, Frank. Actually, you know what? Let's keep talking about this game first. Defense, I hope what we saw in the second half is something, a sign of what's to come.
Yeah.
Not for these next two games, but a sign of what's to come overall.
Yeah.
Now the offense. Josh Allen didn't throw up all of himself. Josh Allen was not terrible. There were some dumb plays.
Yeah.
Like
the first interception.
The first interception. Melvin Ingram is holding on to you. Bury that ball.
Throw it away.
You are out of the pocket, kid.
Just
bury it.
Yeah.
You got a chance at a field goal. All right, cool. Because once that interception was thrown, everyone at the studio looked at each other and went, well, it was fun. Not sure what's going to happen from here, but we know the Bills aren't going to get back into this thing.
That play was one where he was trying to play hero ball.
Yes, and that's a bad habit, and that's something that still needs to be fixed.
And that's
a rookie thing.
And that's a rookie thing. That's a learning experience. That's what's going to come, and that's okay.
That was rookie thing.
Chalk it up.
Also on his scouting report. Like that was an MO as to careful, dude.
Yeah.
Careful about drafting Josh Allen. He does this sort of thing every now and then. So I get that. You know, he watched the film. Coach said, what the hell were you thinking?
Yep.
Why didn't you at least look 2 feet over to the left and see Kelvin Benjamin running around by himself? So that one was weird. The second one, he's just got to put a little more touch on that ball.
Yeah. It was just a little bit.
A little underthrown.
Yeah.
He wanted too much zip on it, not enough touch. And that's something he has to learn, too.
Yeah.
Is when to put touch, when to take the heat off.
Yeah, that second one is not a bad interception. It's not bad. He had the right idea.
Oh yeah.
It's just the throw was off.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
There were a couple of them that were just off. And like that one.
That's okay.
With Charles Clay where he was going to be streaking out and taking off, but he puts it a little behind Clay and it gets deflected by Derwin James, incomplete.
Yeah.
If he puts that ahead of Clay, either Clay doesn't catch it because it's too fast, or we're in business.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been Josh Allen's first career touchdown
in the
first half.
Now, 18 of 33, 245, one TD, two picks.
It was more
It's not a terrible
debut. And he was sacked five times.
And he was sacked five times. It's not a terrible debut.
No, it's not.
And if he's only getting better, if he can get better from here, that's a sign of things to come.
It is a sign of things to come.
He showed a lot of he did show a lot of promise yesterday.
Yep.
That 60-yard bomb to Zay Jones that he almost dropped.
Oh my God. If Zay Jones
But you just that, just let it just that that's something that you can be excited for.
Honestly, if
those kind of plays.
If Zay Jones dropped that ball, I'm pretty sure fans would have said, go join Vontae Davis in the locker room.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
Because that would have been egregious. He did everything to create the separation.
Mm-hmm.
Goes ahead and catches it, and then it pops up in the air. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just this game. The offensive line's still garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's still garbage. You can't get anything going in the run game. This team, in addition to leaking points like there's no tomorrow in the first half, defensively, they can't get a run game established. There's a lot of problems there. And it starts with the offensive line. I don't know what the heck you're going to do. This season is atrocious. It's a lost cause already because of how bad that offensive line is.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can do anymore. I'm not as mad as I am about the Baltimore game, obviously.
Because they were at least
Showed that they could play football.
They showed that they can play, and they were in the game up until probably that second interception. They were at least in it. The game wasn't over after the first quarter.
It looked like it was going to be.
It looked like it was going to be.
It was 14-0.
It was 28-6 at half. It looked like it was over at halftime. It was 28-6. We're like, oh great, here we go again.
We're going to lose by 40 again.
And then next thing they're like, hey, we can actually play. Watch. And then they did, and they outscored the Chargers 17-3 in the second half. I mean, yeah, most of it's garbage time, but
they also had to play defense. Like they
still had to play defense. The Chargers still had to do something.
The Chargers had 4 yards in the third quarter. Good. 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 We're actually seeing something. A pulse.
Progress.
A pulse.
Yeah. Life.
Josh Allen's,
a heartbeat.
Josh Allen's hyping everyone up on the sideline. Like, okay, let's go. Football.
That's what a leader does.
Football. We're watching an actual football game now.
Yeah.
That's great. So I'm going to go ahead, and as we look forward here, I'm going to say this. Next week, forget it. Next week, do not even get mad about what happens.
Next 2 weeks, really.
Well, here's my catch. Ready? Next week, if Josh Allen pukes all over himself and he looks terrible, I'm not going to attribute to anything other than Minnesota is a complete roster.
Minnesota
and a Super Bowl team.
Is an elite team. Yeah.
They are a Super Bowl contender.
Yep.
Not that Green Bay isn't. I'll get to them in a second. You have probably one of the best teams in the entire NFL. One of the scariest defenses, for sure. Kirk Cousins is going to get his no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Every offense we face is going to get theirs, it seems, at this point. At least for the first 4 weeks, absolutely. But if you really have to think to yourself that the Bills are going to cover that spread in Minnesota, first off, don't bet with or against the Bills right now. Just don't do it. If you say anything about, I'll take the Bills to cover, that's a death threat to your betting line.
Yeah.
I don't think they can cover this. And it's 16 points. You want to know why? Because Minnesota's that good.
They are that good.
Now, Green Bay. This is where I'm going to go ahead and say something else. Next week, totally forgivable. If you look like butt, you look like butt. Green Bay, I have a catch. And it's this. Of course Aaron Rodgers is going to get his. They're scoring 42 points.
He's a bad man.
I'm just saying it right now. They're going to score 42 points.
He's a bad man.
However, I do want to see Josh Allen be able to take that next step in that game. Why? Like him, there's some rookies in their secondary. Yes, Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson are amazing already. But they are still rookies. You can test them. Do not be scared to. The Packers defense still has some ways to go when it comes to finishing the job with their roster. That's where I want the step up.
Okay.
Can I see 20 more points? Can I see 24, maybe? That's what I'm asking for. Which would mean Green Bay absolutely covers the spread. But can Josh Allen and the offense look a little better?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm writing off the defense for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Especially with how they've played. We're staring at 0-4 in the face.
Yeah.
My big thing is, can Josh Allen take the next step? Not next week, but 2 weeks from now. I'm not expecting it next week. I'm not. And if he does, even better.
Yeah, it would be.
Next week's my free pass.
Yeah.
It's going to be miserable to watch it because it's going to be ugly. But just grit your teeth for that one.
Okay.
Hell, walk out at halftime if you have to. I can't. But I will encourage other people to pull Devontae Davis. Go ahead and do something else at halftime. Go ride a bike or take a walk or just
something.
Play a video game. I don't care, sure. Man. It's okay.
Okay. I got something now.
Okay.
Sabres hockey's back tonight.
All right.
Hockey's back.
We'll dive into the Sabres, but we need to settle something real quick.
What's that?
We suck at picks.
Yeah. Okay, so this is another week where
we both go sub 500?
Yeah.
Should we just stop doing this to...
No.
Did anyone win this week?
As of right now, I'm winning because I picked Dallas last night.
Ugh,
and you picked the Giants.
I'm stupid.
Yeah. But if Seattle wins tonight, Monday night, we would tie.
Again?
Actually, I won last week.
All right, so get your trash talk out of the way.
I am the best, okay? You are the worst.
Of the two of us. I'm not disputing that second fact. I'm not disputing that second part because that's fact. But I don't know about you being the best.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter.
In this room, yes, that's factual.
I am the best.
In this room.
Yes.
I am putting a condition on that.
Are you sure?
Is your sub 500 too?
And I might be the best this week too. I'm very likely to.
At the very worst, we would tie.
We would tie.
Which means you're still winning for the season.
Yes.
All right, Frank, let's get it over with.
All right, let's do pick'ems.
Let's do it right now. Let's get this stupid thing over with so I can look like an idiot again. Why did I pick the Giants? Why do I keep picking the... I didn't pick the Bills.
No, we both picked the Chargers.
Yes, but I picked them week one.
Yeah.
So that didn't help.
Okay.
All right.
The Thursday night game.
Oh, yeah, that's Jets-Browns.
Jets-Browns.
Does Cleveland finally do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to push the button. I think they opened their damn fridge. No, it's Cleveland. I'm taking the Jets.
Okay.
Now that there's beer on the line for the entire city, I doubt they win a game this year. They tie again before. They
tie again. 0-15-1?
I think they go 0-14-2.
Another tie. What if they tie this game?
Three ties in 3 weeks would be baller.
How does that happen?
That would be baller. One, bad kicking.
Whew.
And that's about it. That's all I got. But yeah, I'm taking the Jets there.
I'm also going to take the Jets. I don't trust Cleveland.
Yeah, no, it's Cleveland.
Okay.
They have to win a game before I can pick them to win a game.
Yeah, it's true. Saints, Falcons.
Saints.
Okay.
New Orleans defense looks like it's back on track. I think they can do things
again. Atlanta is still Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go Saints. Niners, Chiefs.
Chiefs. Pat Mahomes.
My God.
We'll have to talk about that in a second. Patrick Mahomes. 10 TDs in 2 games.
Yeah. Raiders, Dolphins.
I'm going to have to pick the Dolphins.
I know, right?
I'm going to do it. Oh my, they're 2-0.
They're 2-0.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Life's not fair, Frank.
Yeah.
Stupid Dolphins.
Ryan Tannehill, man.
Yeah, sure.
I guess. Colts, Eagles.
Carson's back.
He's back.
Going to the Eagles here.
The Lord and Savior.
Yes, of the Church of Wentz.
The Book of Wentz is back.
There it is.
Packers, Redskins.
Pack attack. I'm not betting against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
and even never if you did, guess what? Joke's on you. They didn't lose last week or this past week.
They didn't.
So take that.
They
you
didn't.
Still lost if you bet against them.
We're going all the same.
All right. Well, don't. We've gone what? 5 games in. Give me a break.
6.
Give me a break.
Bengals, Panthers.
Cincy.
Another one. We're the same.
Calm down.
So going Cincy.
Calm down. It's not like we've been good at this anyway.
This is true. Watch, we're like so wrong this week.
We go like 2 of the first 7 that we just picked.
Yeah. Titans, Jags.
Jags. Oh my God. Tennessee is a disaster right now.
They are a disaster.
They're an injury-riddled disaster.
Broncos, Ravens.
Hmm.
I'm going Denver.
I am too.
Okay. Giants, Texans. Yeah. No,
Texans. My God, I'm not picking the Giants to burn me there again. Get the hell out of here.
Sean Watson finally has a big game.
Yeah, he's got to wake up here.
Yeah. Chargers, Rams. Rams.
Oh, yeah, Rams. Come on now.
I have a feeling.
The battle for L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's the Rams. They are the best right now. You try stopping Todd Gurley.
Bears, Cardinals.
Bears. Dude, we're lockstep right now. Let's go.
All these games, man.
Lockstep.
Yeah.
We're going to go over.
Pats, Lions. Pats.
Yeah, the Lions are just, what the hell?
They are a joke Detroit? Right now.
What happened to Detroit?
Oh, I think I finally found the game. We may have our difference.
Okay.
The Monday Nighter.
We're already in the Monday Nighter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're bad this week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, wait. I forgot one more game.
Nice job.
Thank you. Dallas and Seattle.
I'm not picking Dallas. Go Seattle here.
Yeah, it's true. All right. The Monday Nighter is Pittsburgh and Tampa.
All right, so Bills, Vikings, we don't even have to talk about that, right?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah. I always remember save the one for last.
All right, I need a catch here. Who's at home?
Tampa.
You think I'd pick road, Ben? Get out of here! They tied Cleveland on the road.
It's true, they did.
Roethlisberger threw 4 picks.
All right, so week 3 is going to be a tie for us.
Hang on. Go back to Thursday night. I'm going to do it.
You want to do it?
We need a difference in this game.
Okay, fine.
Actually, you have to pick Hugh Jackson just to give some drama to this.
That means we're going to have our winner. That means we're going to have our winner by Friday's podcast.
Well, yeah. That's okay. The point here.
Okay.
Also, the only game that I would really be willing to differentiate on right now.
It really is. Like, it's hard to trust Atlanta. The Chiefs just look great. The Raiders are a joke.
Yeah, the Atlanta team.
Wentz is back. Yeah.
The Atlanta game would be the only one, the only other one I would think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already got
the only other one I could think would be Denver-Baltimore. It's in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But Denver's look good.
Mm-hmm.
They look good.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple close wins against Seattle and Oakland, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm feeling in Denver in this one, in that one too. So, all right.
We'll know our winner for this week.
We'll know our winner by Friday, by Thursday night.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Yep.
All right. Before we go to hockey, Patrick Mahomes
is a god, apparently.
Let me say something real quick on the connection to the Bills, and it's this. Patrick Mahomes under Andy Reid is a different player, I think, than Patrick Mahomes under Rick Dennison first year and Brian Daboll this year.
Yeah.
Also, you don't have Tre'Davious White. Not that it matters right now. Your defense is getting clobbered. You would have a lot more assets to try to fix the offensive line. Hindsight is 20/20. But just because Pat Mahomes is doing great right now does not mean that Josh Allen, who is in his first year of doing this... Yes, Patrick Mahomes is in the first year of being like a full-time starter, but he's also had a year in the league. That can make a difference sometimes.
Yeah, he sat his first year. People don't tend to realize that.
And for some quarterbacks, that works. A healthy offense works.
Switch the players.
Bunch of weapons.
They're both pretty similar in terms of in terms of how they play and everything.
So
if you switch them, it's very likely like Allen is drafted by Kansas City, sits his first year. Mahomes is drafted by Buffalo and now he's starting. It's very likely that Allen has similar numbers.
Exactly.
To Mahomes.
Exactly. So you switch the two players, you might have pretty similar things going on for the season. Because Patrick Mahomes would have to start running for his damn life here.
Yeah.
So calm down. Yes, fear bunker. I get that. And they traded out of the very spot that the Chiefs would select Patrick Mahomes. But were the
Bills going to take Mahomes at 10 anyway?
No.
Exactly. So why does it matter?
Exactly.
Bills are probably going to take like...
They can both be good.
They can. But it's... See, that's the thing that, like, that's why I don't like,
this
like
it
when people talk like... That's why I don't like when people talk like that. If the Bills were going to take a quarterback last year with Mahomes, Trubisky, and Watt, they would have done it. They would have done it. And they probably... Yeah, they're probably not trading out of that spot.
Exactly.
But they weren't going to take a quarterback... And a team that was going to take one gave you an extra first-round pick in the year you were going to take a quarterback.
Exactly.
So why does it... Honestly, were probably going to take Marshon Lattimore with that 10th pick if they never traded out of it.
Exactly. So here's my thing. Ready? It all hinges on Josh Allen. The success of the franchise and the Mahomes fear bunker lie within the same fate. Josh Allen.
I don't know why. I don't get why there's a Mahomes fear bunker.
If Josh Allen is good, all of this is null and void. The team is then a success, and everything is fine. So there you go.
Sure. I don't believe in the fear bunker stuff. I don't. Unless that a team was going to take that exact same position. And they traded out of it to take a guy later from the same position. I can understand that.
Josh Rosen. That would be my fear bunker.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's more of a fear bunker for me.
Because there was a quarterback there that a lot of people liked that you took someone else instead.
Yeah. That is more of a fear bunker. Yes. Absolutely.
Simple as that. There we go. Done.
Done. Could you put Darnold in that as well?
No. You weren't getting him.
Unless they were trying to trade up to like 2.
But they didn't. You couldn't get him.
Okay.
It's like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's true.
I love Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
But I don't have a chance at him. So what's the point?
Yeah. I'm with you.
And then people would respond, oh, they could have just started losing last year. Yeah, you go ahead and carry on an 18th year on this playoff drought. Definitely 19th with the way this season's playing out. And you tell me how happy you'd be about getting the freaking quarterback just because we ended up at number one overall. Step off. Everyone would be more miserable than they are now.
They would be.
This team would be insufferable. The base would be insufferable. The media would be insufferable if there was still a playoff drought hanging upon their heads and they were this trash. Go to hell. Telling me that the playoffs weren't worth it. That took years of stress off of people's lives.
I'm still holding true to my theory, though, that they were trying to lose last year. And it just didn't work.
So what? They accidentally accidented their way into a playoff spot.
Yeah, I know. It's. I'm not disputing anything like that.
Still got in the top 10.
Yeah, they did. And they did. Yeah. And they got picks this year, too.
And that's where things are going to be more important.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, hockey. Before you got to go.
Starts tonight.
Sabres. Really? They're really, really trying to get people to the game tomorrow, huh? No Skinner, no Eichel, no Dahlin, no Mittelstadt.
All playing tomorrow. It's pretty good.
They're trying to get people to go to that game tomorrow, aren't they?
Hutton as well.
Yeah.
Maybe Ristolainen.
Yeah.
I think Ristolainen's going to be playing too. Jake McCabe.
So
Connor Sherry.
So there's a lot of new pieces.
Poso.
And that Jack Eichel guy.
Yeah.
Who aren't playing tonight against Columbus.
Yeah,
they are playing Tuesday against
Pittsburgh.
So you know what that means?
As we saw, they tweeted out, none of their big guys are going to be there tomorrow.
Well, that's no fun. I'd have loved to see Phil Kessel.
Yeah. Air. Malkin or Crosby.
I stand by my statement.
Yeah. Gensel's going to play tomorrow. That's pretty
good. But yeah, no, here's my thing, though.
He's like the only
guy I find it funny that the Sabres are just like, we're going to shoehorn all of these players into the home game. Seeing as how we only have two of them, let's make it count.
Smart.
Marketing.
That's so smart. So tonight, Johansson,
Tate Thompson, and William Nylander are probably my two guys I'm looking at the most tonight.
They are playing on. They are both on the same line too. Going to be with Berglund.
Okay, good.
That's probably your first line. You've got guys like Scott Wilson, Johan Larsson, Victor Olofsson,
okay,
Sean Malone, Kyle Crisculo, Andrew Ogilvy, Daniel Regan, and Ever Rodriguez, and the invite to Tyler Randall. All forwards tonight. Seven defensemen. Tennyson, Casey Nelson, Brendan Gooley. So that's probably their top pairing for tonight.
Really?
I would imagine.
Who else is there?
Nate Beaulieu, Taylor Fadun, and Brandon Hickey.
Yeah, that's the top pairing tonight, isn't it?
I would probably say that's the top pairing. And then Johansson and Ullmark are the goalies. So Ullmark starting.
Ullmark probably starts. Johansson probably takes it home.
Yeah. Probably halfway through.
Yeah. Dude, hockey's back.
Hockey's back. I'm so happy.
And then it goes for real next month.
I'm so happy.
There was I was directed a question yesterday on Twitter when the Bills were doing their bad
thing. Yeah.
And like 28-3 bad. On opening weekend of the Sabres, so October 4th through the first weekend, who do you think has more wins, the Bills or the Sabres? And I said Sabres without a doubt.
Yeah, I saw that.
The worst part is they play only three games throughout that stretch. And they might have more wins than the Bills, and I'm fairly confident about that. The UB Bulls probably have more wins than the Bills this season. And we're not even done with September for UB. Tyree Jackson, by the way, is the truth. 21 of 26, lighting it up for over 300, three touchdowns, amaze balls.
Yeah.
Wow.
And UB's 3-0.
Yeah, so if you're feeling bad about how bad your football is, go UB. Check out UB this year, guys.
UB is good. They are very good.
Go down there because they would, A, appreciate your patronage, and B, you would appreciate a winning football
team. Actual football team, yeah. All right. Real quick NFL news. Dan Bailey has signed with the team.
Cleveland.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. That was my second guess.
Yeah.
Because I knew the Rams signed someone.
Yeah. So
Carlson gone.
Carlson gone. Bailey in. Debut against Buffalo on Sunday.
Get him in your fantasy lineups now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dalvin Cook must start.
Adam Thielen.
Diggs
and Thielen. Kyle Rudolph.
Oh, God.
Kirk Cousins.
I have a chance to win in my fantasy league this week because someone sacked Kirk Cousins.
Damn.
41 points in our league for that.
I had to go up against Kirk Cousins this week. Our league, and Stephon Diggs.
One of the leagues
I'm in. And I had Adam Thielen.
Oof. One of the leagues I'm in, though, we reward quarterbacks 6-point touchdowns just like everyone else.
Yes.
So quarterbacks are very important.
Yeah. Same thing in this league that I had to go up against Cousins.
So I need you to tell me if I'm stupid for doing this because I already did it.
Okay.
I traded a first round pick.
Okay.
And Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I'm getting back a second round pick.
Okay. It's not bad.
And the cost, probably well worth it because I got a bad man.
Oh, you got Rodgers.
I got Rodgers for this.
Who are your...
Steep price to pay, but my receivers are fine. Robert Woods, Golden Tate, and Antonio Brown.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. Like, that's good. You're fine.
Yeah. Like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Tyreek in a dynasty league.
But you now upgrade your quarterback
position. I am sick of having Matthew Stafford piss me off every week. Because I didn't play him this week. And he goes, good work. Oh, 28 points. No problem, buddy.
God!
Step off.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford. So, Stafford was included in the deal too because I'm done. Launched him into the sun. I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I'm done with you. I'm done. I have a rookie quarterback for, the long term when Rodgers finally does retire, but I'm sick of not having a quarterback.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
So I was just like, here's a bunch of things. I don't care anymore.
So, real quick, too, another bit of hockey news. So, Josh Morrissey signed a bridge deal the other day. Darnell Nurse just signed a bridge deal as well.
The RFAs are falling into place. Good.
2 years, 3.2 for him. Morrissey got about the same.
Really?
I kind of figure they're both going to...
Nurse got as much as Morrissey?
They're both pretty similar.
All right. I mean, I thought Morrissey would get a little more.
Is he?
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw what you did there.
Did you, Morris, see what I did there? We should go.
Yeah. I need a nurse.
We should definitely go.
Okay, I'm out.
Thank you for listening to the end of the Cringeworthy Leftovers podcast. I'm Derek Craver.
I'm Frank R. Curry.
And we didn't quit halfway through, so we're better than Vontae Davis. Take that.